Natalie Brand.
What's at stake today is this other agreement pertaining to rare earth minerals and trying to develop a partnership between the United States and Ukraine on that front. Of course, we are talking about critical assets that, you know, are in everything from electronics to military equipment, fighter jets.
President Trump is set to sign an executive order later today that will make English the official language of the U.S. The latest legal ruling went against the Trump administration in its bid to government downsize.
The court ruled that the Office of Personnel Management has no authority to implement these layoffs, especially based on some pretense of poor performance.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, the case involves the firing of thousands of probationary workers. In the Gene Hackman death investigation, Sheriff Aiden Mendoza says patience is in order.
The autopsy is going to be key, and the toxicology, that could take a while.
Bodies of Hackman and his wife were found in their New Mexico home in separate rooms. They had been dead a while. The sheriff says they're considered suspicious deaths, but there's no evidence of foul play. CBS's Jim Krasula has the story of another investigation in the Southwest.
The Federal Aviation Administration and local authorities in southern Arizona are investigating the deaths of three skydivers at the same facility in the last 2 months. The latest involved a 47-year-old man described as, quote, a very experienced skydiver.
An index the Federal Reserve follows to eyeball inflation cooled slightly last month. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The PCE reading was the slowest pace in 7 months. It's the direction the Fed would like to see, though remember, the Fed's target is 2%, so we are still above the Fed's target. That means that the central bank is likely to do nothing at its meeting next month.
Correspondent Michael Wallace tells us a ballyhooed roller coaster ride was reduced to rubble this morning in a controlled implosion.
Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey had retired the 456-foot-tall King de Ka coaster after a series of breakdowns. It was also once the world's fastest coaster at 128 miles per hour, until a new one in Abu Dhabi hit 149 miles per hour.
And checking Wall Street right now, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 282, NASDAQ ahead 149. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, like, Coach Vic's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Brutal winds today sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Earlier today, Peter Noone talked about what you could expect to see when he performs with Herman's Hermits tonight at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And on the same bill, the Association. Jim Yester, an original member of the Association, still with the band. And because the band had six guys in it that were all capable of singing lead, he surprised me with this little factoid.
All our biggest hits were double leads, with the exception of our first hit, Along Comes Mary, were three voices on the lead, but they were all three me. I overdubbed myself twice.
Really?
On the lead vocal, yeah. And then there were background vocals also.
It's a great song, and yeah, you'll hear it tonight. 7:30 Genesee Theater. Tickets still available. It's the Association now with WRJN.
Oh, baby, I rather got no tales from all the fields and tribulations. No one ever. the punch.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
And the Blue Notes, love that song. That's like a 3-minute, 10-second vacation for me. There are a few songs like that that have that effect on me. I just stop and I do nothing, unless I'm driving. So I'm Dan Marcus. Listen, Monday morning, 8:30, be here for an announcement from Don Rosen. It's about a reunification, a couple of old friends about to get back together. And you'll get all the details when Don Rosen reveals it Monday morning, 8:30, here on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
With local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park. Playing games with everyone till way after dark.
Cherry Hill Park. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
Down at Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill, sure.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County is at full board. The current sitting board members voted this week to appoint people to the open seats on the county board. Jamie Hoffman will serve in the 14th, Troy McReynolds in the 18th. Hoffman is a former Village of Sturtevant trustee and president and replaces Jason Ekman, who resigned in December. McReynolds is a former Village of Waterford trustee and takes over for the seat vacated by Thomas Roanhouse. He left to become interim county executive. A Racine man wanted in a deadly rollover crash that killed his friend has been arrested. 34-year-old Alexander Nieves was injured during the November crash in Franksville, so he went to the hospital. He was charged with several offenses, including homicide by intoxicated driving. He didn't show for court after that hospital visit, but was found this week at a home in Racine. 47-year-old Ryan Gaddy of Kenosha died in the crash November 18th. People living in one Racine County community are about to pay more for pipes. Caledonia residents are facing a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting on the 15th. The village board this week approved an ordinance amendment raising the quarterly service charge to $190. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brutal winds today sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Oh! Dog Night and Joy to the World, not to be confused with the Christmas song of the same name. Biggest song of 1971 is The Wicked Picket, WRJN.
the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. One of the biggest songs of the 60s came from the Mamas and Papas, a song called California Dreamin'. And when John Phillips, the original founder of the band and chief writer for the band and performer with the band, put a new version of the Mamas and Papas together, they went out on tour, and I had a chance to meet up with them backstage at Summerfest. And I asked him about some of his songs, including California Dreamin'. Turns out that song was inspired by his then-wife, Michelle Phillips.
We were living in New York at the Earl Hotel, and it was really a terrible winter. It was 1963 or 4, and she was very depressed. And we went for this long walk through the slush and everything, and we stopped in this little church, like the song says, and walk on a winter's day, and it's all about California dreaming. It was written for Michelle wanting to go back to California. And soon after, she left me for another man and went back to California.
Nice that he was able to keep a sense of humor about that. I'm Dan Marcus on WRJN.
All the leaves are brown.
California dreaming, on such a winter's day. Hitchin' a Ride. I'm Dan Marcus. Stick around for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. At 12:05, just a matter of a few minutes from now, it's one of those stories that when I heard it, I got chills. Seriously, I did. I'm not making that up. It's a cool story. And at 12:05, coming up on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ooh.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story at 12:05 just might send shivers down your spine like it did for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
She'd shop and she would show me what she bought. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump tells Ukraine's president at the White House that a ceasefire deal with Russia is close and a new U.S. minerals deal with Kyiv is very fair. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Zelensky has made clear that he wants continued military assistance and security guarantees to protect the sovereignty